Getting close to the start of the Cleveland Browns and NFL season as well. And here to talk about the Browns on the Petrak Report is Scott Petrak. It's brought to you by Jamelis Wilson Merrill and Fritz Company, attorneys at law and Royal Business Equipment. You can find Scott's words in the Chronicle Telegram, also brownzone.com, and follow him on X, Twitter, as well, at Scott Petrak. Guy, you ready for the opening of the season, the Bengals, so it's the countdown to that. Before we get really into the discussing our opponent, let's look back a little bit. I think last time we talked, Cade York was still on the team. That has changed since then. What insight or what have you seen from Dustin, the new kicker, Dustin Hopkins?
Yeah, I have not seen him kick. We were out there Wednesday for a little bit. Now, it's not like training camp. We only get to watch about 20 minutes of practice, and it's a lot of stretching and individual stuff. So we talked to him, haven't seen him kick. But he's a veteran, been in the league almost a decade. I think he's made 84% of his kicks. So the Browns are really hopeful that he can stabilize what had become a really inconsistent situation and something that, I think we talked about it. They did not want to move on from Cade York, but they wound up feeling like they had no choice.
Speaking of being consistent or being able to be on the field there, Denzel Ward, what's the story? Still under concussion protocol. When he's on the field, it's great, but sometimes the injury bug seems to hit him at least sometime during the season.
Yeah, that's the knock on Ward. But, I don't think he's missed more than 3 or 4 games in a season. So, I get the frustration of some fans, but it's not like he's had a bunch of season-ending injuries. I think he's had some nagging stuff, and then this is his 4th concussion since he was drafted in 2018, so that's concerning. He remained in the protocol yesterday, was not on the practice field. Concussions are so different for everybody. You can't just say, he's going to be okay. So I think there's still a chance that he plays Sunday against the Bengals, but there's no way you can say that with certainty until he clears the protocol, and he's not done that. Now, the biggest problem is the Bengals have 3 outstanding receivers, and the Browns could really use their top 3 corners to go against, quarterback Joe Burrow, who's expected to play coming off that calf strain, and then the receivers, Ja'Marr Chase, T. Higgins, and Tyler Boyd. And if you don't have Ward, then you get into your depths pretty quick, and it's going to be Mike Ford or the rookie Cam Mitchell or maybe A.J. Green comes back off the practice squad, or they have a new guy from Kansas City, an undrafted rookie, claimed off waivers. They really love their top 3, but then when you get to the number 4, there's a drop-off.
When you have your 4th concussion, do you have to start changing your style, as a defensive back? Is the concussion, you're doing or the opponents? How does that work for somebody who's out there really just trying to make plays?
Right. First of all, I think you have to think about your future as a player. And not that Denzel is thinking about stopping playing football, but when they pile up, I think that the player needs to have that, inner discussion with himself, whether or not he should continue to play, because we all know that the more concussions you have, the worse it is. From a style standpoint, it's interesting with Ward because I think it was Greg Williams when Ward was really young. And, I think there was some thought that Ward is not a tough player. He's undersized at corner, which is why he's able to, cut the way he does and run the way he does. Yet he plays with an edge, and he's not afraid to throw his head and neck and body in there. And we don't know for sure how the concussion happened against the Chiefs, but it looked to me like it was him coming up to make a tackle in the run game, and his head got bent sideways. He stayed in the game, but then the concussion was found out later. That seemed to me how it happened. Maybe he needs to be more careful, but, it's a tough game. It could happen a bunch of ways, right? You get somebody's knee in the back of your head, so he probably needs to be more careful against the run and run support. But that doesn't just eliminate all risk.
After the touchdown, any surprises for you or people that you saw, that have made the team that really could have an impact come week one?
Not really. There's a couple undrafted free agents, undrafted rookies, which is always a good story. Ronnie Hickman, the safety out of Ohio State, linebacker Mahmoud Diabate out of Utah. And I wasn't sure if either of them was going to make the team. but they both had really good preseasons, really good training camps, so I thought they deserved to make the team. Now, they'll probably open the year just playing special teams and not on defense. I think they're good stories. You know, Marquise Goodwin, the receiver that had blood clots and was out for the whole preseason and training camp, he was cleared right after training camp, right after the preseason finale. And he could give this offense a boost. Like, they went out and signed him specifically as a free agent because he can stretch the field because he's so fast. He's got, you know, Olympic kind of speed. So having him back when he's back full up to speed, and he's been training on the side, so I don't think it's going to be a long time. You know, I wouldn't be surprised to see him Sunday against the Bengals. I think he gives that offense an element that it's missing without him.
The running back room looks a little slightly different than what we've seen in the past. Are we going to get more reps for Nick Chubb for the most part, or how is Jerome Ford going to fit into this?
Yeah, I think that's an interesting – it's going to be interesting to see that, because when Kareem Hunt was here, you know, he was getting paid well. You knew what he could do. He's a former league rushing champion. He was going to get his reps, even though he was behind Nick Chubb. So it was pretty much every third down. It was maybe every third series he was going to be the guy. And, you know, Jerome Ford has had eight carries as a rookie last year. Pierre Strong Jr., who they just got from New England in a trade, he had 10 carries as a rookie last year with New England. So there's not any experience behind Nick Chubb. So I expect the Browns to throw more, which is going to lead to less wear and tear on Chubb. So that means he can be on the field more. So I wouldn't be surprised if you saw him on the field for at least some third downs. If you saw him out there maybe 3 out of 4 series and not 2 out of 3 or 4 out of 5, right? Like, I think you'll just see him get breathers as opposed to sitting out whole series. And then you'll probably see, and then you will see Jerome Ford in there. They can use receiver Elijah Moore at running back a little bit. That's something they've been playing with. So, yeah, I think you'll see Nick Chubb get thrown the ball more, and then get fewer carries early in games, with the goal being they have a lead in the second half, and then you can turn and hand it to Chubb to salt away wins.
Does he have the stamina to pick up all those extra?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's as good a shape as anybody. He's unbelievable.
Right. He's getting into really his prime, in a sense, from what we've seen over the last couple of years. All right, we're getting ready for the Cincinnati Bengals. With Joe Burrow, question mark? Or not?
Yeah, I think you can take that. Maybe just leave the bottom part of the question mark. I fully expect Joe Burrow to play. He returned to practice last week. His coach, Zach Taylor, said yesterday that he had an encouraging day and a really good day. I'm paraphrasing here. You know, he was hurt July 27th. That's a long time, and it's a calf strain. He's not playing cornerback. He's not playing receiver. Now, you have to be careful, right? You don't want him pulling the calf again or tearing the calf or something serious. But if he's back practicing, I fully expect to see him Sunday, and so do the Browns.
Scott Petrak joining us this morning. The Petrak Report is brought to you on WEOL by Jamelis Wilson Merrill and Fritz Company, attorneys at law and Royal Business Equipment.